CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Turn it up
on my radio.
We kicked off something at the end of last year, which was called this, Gaundy.
Bree and Gaundy's new products.
Actually, they're usually pretty weird and not that useful.
I've got another one for you.
People are always on the hunt to invent new things. In 2017, it's not all about... Is this technology-based?
No.
This, okay.
It's not.
These are the ones I like. Because I can't invent technology, but I can invent regular things.
This is something I think your brain even could have come up with.
Oh, right. I come up with good things.
I came across this on the holidays, and I thought, I'm really torn by this product. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, it'd be great.
The Salter Beer Tooth Implant.
Salter Beer Tooth Implant. So explain to me how it works.
I might be late to the party with this. I think it's been out for like a year or so already. But essentially, you know, like a gold tooth, when you have a tooth removed and they put a gold tooth in.
Yep.
Instead of a gold tooth, Gaundy, they put in a tooth that also doubles as a beer opener.
I have seen. I do like. I think...
Me want.
No, but look, when I saw this, I thought, can I pull a tooth out to get it installed? Because how cool would it be at a party, someone, oh, has anyone got a key ring with a bottle opener on it? I go, mate, hand that here. Bang, there
cool?
you go.
Cool?
You don't think it's cool? Chicks dig it.
Do they? I don't
chicks,
think
man.
So.
Chicks, man.
Anyway, I've grabbed some...
My mates would love it anyway.
I bet they would. I've grabbed some audio from this ad from Salter Beer where they're trying to sell this tooth implant.
Okay, cool.
In rugby, wounds heal, but teeth, they are lost forever. We decided to give rugby players back the teeth they had lost in battle. But we weren't going to give them a simple tooth back. We developed a unique dental implant, a specially designed tooth to open beer.
It's great.
So they gave this whole rugby team...
Oh, did they actually do it? I thought it was just a mock ad.
A promotional thing for the tooth...
Yeah, right.
...bottle opener.
And so the whole team's got a bottle opener on there that they can use.
Classy team.
Now, don't take the high road here, Bree, as if you're too good... to have a beer tooth opener.
Hey, now if there was a nipple beer opener, I'm about it.
I'd love to see that. I would love to see that at a party.
I might come up with
hey,
that.
Hey, fellas, I've got this.
You are welcome.
I'm going home with her tonight. That's just...
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Bree, you've been excited about this.
Oh, trust me, this is like my childhood, me, my dad... sitting around the television back in the day. This was good times.
The star of the show, no doubt about that, is Paulie Fennick, and he joins us right now. Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show. Bree, look, I swear I'll do a burnout in your front garden for you with their mad compliments, you know, and if you're hot, probably a burnout in my pants too, but thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, hello.
This is a messy burnout, Paulie.
Well, you know, look, I'm just honest, mate. You know, look, she could be hot and who knows what's going to happen.
You got to plant the seed.
Don't come a knocking.
You got to plant the seed just in case, Paulie.
Hey, Paulie, she's single, mate, so look out.
And I'm Italiano, Paulie.
Look, just put on a pair of Ugg boots and an Australia flag and I'm right into it.
I'll get a Southern Cross tattoo and we'll sit down and chat.
Be a match made in heaven.
Budgie Boy style. We'll get Budgie Boy style.
Budgie
I like
Boy.
It.
Beautiful.
We do love Budgie Boy.
Hey, you got a show up in Newcastle, mate. We're looking forward to this. Fat Pizza v. Howzo's. What can people expect from the show, Paulie?
Look, it's pure chaos on stage. It's wild, it's funny, it's live, and it's, you know, you will not see this stuff in any other comedy show. I was talking to the other comedians the other day. Jim Jeffries was one of them. I told him the stuff that we do, and he couldn't believe it. He said, you guys do that on stage? Yes. So you're spoiled if you come to the show, mate. It's just, it's wild.
What sort of stuff can you give us?
Could I bring my mum to the show?
Your mum will laugh, trust me. It doesn't matter. You can be like 18 to 80, you know. Look, what are you going to see? Mate, there's, you know, the audience gets on stage, there's goon sculling, there's bits of body parts flashed, there's, you know, and the jokes, there's videos. What's not in it is more the question.
That sounds like my mum's normal day.
Well, look, it is very similar to living in Budgie Boy, actually, our show. Except, you know, we get paid and they don't normally most of the time, but that's it.
Do you love getting on the road? Is it a bit of fun?
Look, you know, it's the best. You get to travel around, meet all the legends who've supported us over the years. I mean, you know, the reason we're doing all the pubs and clubs of Australia is because, you know, it's a big thank you to all the fans who watched us for all these years. You know, like normally you had to drive to Sydney or Melbourne or capital cities, and I said, no, I want to go out to the legends locals so they can get pissed, have a laugh, and stagger home.
I love your style, Paulie. I've actually met you before. He was at my schoolies.
Schoolies?
Schoolies.
Yeah, you were massive toolies though, Paulie, can I say?
Well, look, we were paid to entertain schoolies, thank you. Let's get the record straight. So we were professional toolies, thank you.
I love it.
People have been paid for worse.
Even better.
Just reading some of the facts here, mate. 5 movies, thousands of live comedy shows, hundreds of half-hour TV shows. Do you ever get any spare time?
A little bit. You know, and I know I enjoy it hard. So, but look, you know, it's so funny. Like making TV and movies is really difficult. It's hard. It's a big hard effort. But doing live comedy, it's just so much fun. So, I'm really enjoying these tours. And look, you know, what better place to kick it off than the Newey? That's the Virgin show for this tour. And I love Newcastle, man. You guys got the best Bogans, best Howzos, best Chocos. It's the burnout capital of New South Wales. I love it.
Well, Paulie, we're a little bit sort of at war with Newcastle. We're the Central Coast. We're promoting the show so people can, they go
to
shows.
We're like Newcastle on steroids.
Yeah, we're a bit cooler.
So which part are we actually talking
we're
about?
We're Gosford, mate. We are Gosford. We are...
Budgie Boys included.
Budgie Boys. I know Gosford really well. You got some good stooges in Gosford,
yeah,
man.
Mate.
But, you know, but you do think you're better than Newcastle. Why is that?
It's just facts.
Because our Commodores are fully sicker.
Well, you got more in your subwoofers, huh?
Hey, Paulie, can I quickly ask, have you spent any time in my side of town, the peninsula, Woi Woi, Edelong, your Minor Beach?
Duh, mate. I've done so many trips. I know the Central Coast like the back of my hand, and I've got a lot of STIs to prove it. So I love that place, mate. I love it.
Look.
Picked them up from everywhere.
Got to be careful.
Don't mention that. Any of my kids are out in Edelong and Woi Woi now. Look, I don't know you. There's no DNA test. I'm not paying nothing.
Souvenirs.
We're changing all the rules. Pauline Hanson's changing the rules anyway, so just forget it, you know?
There's a kid called Gary Fennick going, I could swear that guy's my dad. I could swear it's him.
Oh, that guy is my dad, yeah, for sure.
I've seen him on the turbo.
He goes by Gazza, actually. Little Gazza.
Little Gazza Fennick.
Nothing like me.
Lazotte in Newcastle. Shame you're not doing a show here on the Central Coast, but we'll travel for a good show. Fat Pizza.
Look, you know, you guys don't need the show because, you know, the Central Coast is the show.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. You know?
We're here.
I mean, there's more burnouts, houses, like Bogans in the Central Coast than anywhere else in New South Wales. That's why I love it. And, yeah, actually, I'm upset now that I think we haven't done a show there. So I think I might do a free concert in Budgie Woi at the Caravan Park.
Hey, anytime you want to come here, we'll chuck some manies with you and we'll show you around.
Let us know when
is. I like your style.
All right.
Go down to the beach. We'll have a bad, mad bonfire, little firecrackers illegally. It'd be excellent.
And share some STDs. All right, mate.
So good.
Enjoy the show. We can't wait to see it and hopefully do that show at Budgie Woi Caravan Park. But Lazotte's in Newcastle, lazotte.com.au for tickets. Paulie Fennick, thanks for joining us here on the show.
Thanks, Paulie.
Mate, get off the antidepressants. Come and have a laugh. You won't regret it.
See you, mate.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
So over the holidays, you and I didn't get a chance to really see each other all that much, Bree. You went home and it was good to get a break from each other, wasn't it? I mean, you know, we're friends. We like to hang out.
It was bliss.
But it was great. We barely even contacted each other
breath
that much.
Breath of fresh air. No, we did for the big things, Christmas, New Year's. Yeah.
A little bit of back and forth, but apart from that, but... Producer H and I spent a bit of time together, and I won't say where we were when this went down, but I need your help on this one, Rach, and you too, Bree, because no matter how many times I talk about this on radio and no matter how many times I try and work out a way around it or a better way, nothing seems to help.
Okay.
I'm just going to – it's the awkward kiss hello. Oh. I know we've talked about it on our show before, but it's not getting any better. It's 2017. For years, we've been trying to work out a better way to kiss hello. And is it like a simple shake of the hand or with a male, female, it's different. But on a scale, you know the thing I'm talking about, don't you, Rach?
Yeah, yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
I'll tell you in a sec. How awkward was it?
It was the closest to a 10 of awkward I've ever seen.
Who was it with?
So it was Rach and I standing there. It was with a lady. I'm not going to name. No. I don't want to throw a name in there.
Okay.
But, okay, so it's a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Rach and I are working.
Have you ever met her?
Once.
I
have met her. Met her once.
All right.
Went to say hello, and I thought, having met her once, I'll go, hey, how you going?
Kiss
it's more
on the
of
cheek.
A it's more of a friendly hello. So I've gone, hey, how are ya? And I've gone in for the hug and the kiss.
Yep.
She's gone stiff as a board, so it looks like I'm just hugging her, And not just the hug.
And then did you shake her? No. Oh, you shook her, didn't you?
No, I've gone for the real audible kiss. Like I went on the cheek. So there's me hugging her, planting the kiss, while she stands like she's being violated in a way. She's like, what is that? And I took a step back and I just let it fly. And then she walked away and I looked at Rach and she just looked at me like, yeah, that was as awkward as it felt. That was just...
just to
as
confirm,
awkward as it felt.
It was definitely awkward.
And I said to Rach, what am I meant to do? Like, what can I do?
Try being us. I've struggled with this my whole life, can I just say, because I'm not like a girly girl. Yeah. I'm not like...
Well, you and I struggle with it, don't we? When we see each other outside of work, we fist bump now. We've agreed on that.
Like, yeah, it's a fist bump. Like, I always, nearly every time I'll see someone or, like, you know, hug or handshake or whatever, I always get kissed on the cheek and I never kiss them back. So it's a hug.
Okay.
It's like a one-off kiss. They'll kiss me and I won't kiss them.
That was the kind of thing that happened in this situation. It was fully my...
But I'm still into the hug at least.
Are you still into...
The lady you hugged wasn't even into that part.
No, she just had arms straight down by the side. Look, I don't know how we approach it. I don't know whether we do some sort of, you know...
Maybe we
...national
take
campaign where it's just fist pump greetings. So you fist pump everyone.
I'd be happy with a handshake.
So from a male to a female, you're happy with a handshake?
I'm totally fine with that. And I think it should just, I'd love to make that a thing.
And what about female to female? Because that's, you know, because Rach, you, what approach did you go with? Did you go hug or handshake from memory?
No, I think
well,
I
after that,
handshake.
She just ran.
There was no chance for Rach. I think you wanted to go in with the tonguey, didn't you? And then she...
Rach does like to get fresh. She's known around the office here to get fresh.
I've seen Rach lead with the tongue. I mean, that's just a bit... Oh.
She's from England, so, you know.
It's just a thing. Yeah. It's a thing there. Is there anything we can do? Anything? Is there any sort of
I'd
approach?
Like to make it a national campaign. Or, this is another idea, maybe we set up a TAFE course.
The greeting TAFE course.
A greetings TAFE course. Yeah. You know, I think we'd get heaps of enrolments.
I don't know if we could find a teacher, a sensei even good enough to...
Who would be teaching that class? Well, if you got...
Ryan Gosling.
Ooh.
Because everyone wants to kiss that guy. So,
it gets awkward. Because that's not like a reality, you know? We need someone who's like real plain, that's kind of awkward already. Maybe our boss Yammo.
I thought you were looking at me for a second. So, all right, I'll teach the class.
Or you.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
It is back for round three. Australian Open's on. Tennis names are hard to say.
I've been trying to watch as much tennis as I can, but looking at the list of names this morning, I've seen none of these.
Okay, so Rach is the judge here this morning, so just while she quickly takes those calls, we're going to take a look at this list of names.
Right.
It is tough.
All right, so the first name on the list, are you going to go first? You can go. You can kick off this
thank
morning.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
No, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
No, thank you. Thank you. Well, I need Rach to hear it, so be quick with them, Rach.
No, you can go now. That's fine.
Now she's going to judge. All right, get a listen to this one, all right? So these are players playing in the Australian Open.
All right, here
closest to their pronunciation. Marcel Granollers. Marcel Granollers. Great tennis player. Don't know where Marcel is from, but top notch.
All right. Marcel.
Oh, Marcel, damn it.
Granollers.
Oh, I reckon you've got me with the Marcel. All right, here's the commentary.
Marcel Granollers.
Oh. Is it me? Oh, go for it, H.
You both said the same last name, but Gaunty got the first name right. It's Gaunty.
The last name was nothing like what we said. Can I have that one more time?
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Marcel
Granollers.
Granollers. I was going to say Granollers, but I thought that the double L was, not silent.
You just dribble as you say it. You're pretty much spot on. All right, name number two. First points to me, your serve. 15 love.
Tamia Baksnesgia.
Okay, you locking that in?
Tamia Baksnesgia.
All right.
Oh, no.
Tamia Baksnia. Baksnia. I'm just going to keep saying names until I get close. Tamia Baksnia. I'm going to go with that.
I feel like ours is the same.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Damn it's very similar.
Okay, Tamia Bagnishkia. Nishki. I'm more Nishki.
I'm more Bagnishkia.
Yeah, okay. I'm more Nishki.
Right? Good luck touching that.
Easy, there you go.
Tamia Baczynski.
Baczynski.
I don't even know which
I don't think
one.
Any of us got that one.
Come on, Rach. You can't pick. Look me in the eye and tell me that I'm right.
No. I'm not going to. I can't pick between that one. You're both as terrible as each other.
All right. No points awarded.
Still one to Gordon.
Name number three. Daniela Hachkanova. Daniela Hachkanova.
Daniela Hachkova.
Hachkova. Hachkanova. Hachkova.
I'm Hachkova.
So confusing. All right, here we go.
Daniela Hantukova.
Hantukova.
Bree.
Oh, rubbish.
Thank you, Rach. Rubbish. I totally agree.
Do you actually?
Very well done. Yep.
All right.
All right. This is the tiebreaker. This is for the win.
Okay.
Oh, no. Are you kidding, Rachel?
Is it my serve or your serve?
It's my serve.
Go for it. This one's tough.
Oh, yeah, go for it. You saw the name. Anastasia Polyuchnikova. Ooh, I think that was not bad.
Polyuchnikova.
Polyuchnikova. Polyuchnikova.
Okay, so she's really pronouncing the poorly. I'm going to go Anastasia Polyuchnikova. Anastasia Polyuchnikova. I can't even say what I'm trying to say. Anastasia Polyuchnikova. 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 Okay?
Well, did you want to have it? How many ones did you want to... You said every way there is to say it.
Polyuchnikova. Let's just hear it.
Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova.
Polyuchnikova. Who is it?
I don't know.
We do it. Horrific. Horrific.
Bree was closer.
Oh.
Yes!
Oh, I am just amazing at tennis.
Oh, you're so good.
Yeah, I could beat you in a real game of tennis too.
Oh, so who's first caller through? That's Jade's team. Morning, Jade.
Hello, how are you?
Very well,
Jade. You're welcome, Jade.
You guys are hilarious.
Oh, thanks, Jade.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Back for 2017, Mama Die.
Mama Die's life advice.
Morning.
And with a brand new segment too, Bree.
Oh, morning, Mum.
Morning.
It's not off to a good start, Mum, your new segment.
Yeah, your segment lacks callers at the moment.
Oh, really?
No one wants to talk to you.
Yeah, the cute guys do, so that's a plus.
Oh,
always looking at the silver lining. That's what we love about you, Di.
Yeah, that's okay.
She can give
that's
you some
okay.
quotes like that if you need them.
Some motivational life quotes. Hey, Di, so 13, 12, 16, for anyone listening right now, if there's a question in your life you'd like answered, Mum or Di does give great life advice.
Do you think you give good advice, Mum?
I think I do, but I think everyone has to realise that that's my opinion on it, and if they want to take it, that's fine, and if they don't, that's fine.
So diplomatic.
Look, it is a first-time segment, so people hearing it for the first time as we're trying to, you know, keep the Mum or Die dream alive here for you, Di, as your radio career just blossoms one year after the next. But
she reckons she's getting recognised in the street.
Oh, is she now?
Yeah.
Okay. Back at home.
I don't know about that, Mum.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in a good way or a bad way, but I'm getting recognised by people I don't even know. But,
well, hey, Di, our show's about to go live Saturday mornings into Stanthorpe with some news that we've got, so...
Look out.
I'm already putting that out there, Gordy. They're getting very excited.
I bet
she's like
are.
A walking billboard for our show.
Yep. Celebrity.
Yeah, and... I'm still not getting any show me the money.
Wants to be paid.
Call Yammo. Leave him a voicemail, Mum.
And that's fair enough, too.
Yeah, I will. I will. Hey, guys, over Christmas, I got some wonderful presents, and I would have imagined you guys did too. Well, I know Brianna did. One in particular, the kids gave me this most wonderful handbag with my initials on it. But the other present, I am I have become obsessed with it.
Oh.
Absolutely obsessed.
Mum's hip now, have you heard, Gaundy?
What is it?
I have got, Gaundy, wait for it, Apple Music.
She downloads music to her iPhone
now,
Gaundy.
How good is that, Diane?
She's up with the times.
No. You know how many songs I've downloaded? I've downloaded 100.
You're amazing.
You're crazy,
Di. She still can't figure out how they get the vinyls into the iPhone.
Hey, you know what else is going to kill your segment pretty quick, Di?
What's that?
About your Christmas presents from over. Let's get to the segment. We're trying to launch a new segment here, not talk about what you got for Christmas. I've got a life question for you, Di. I'm going to a wedding this weekend. I always face this dilemma, or dilemma, however you say it.
Dilemma.
Yep. Thanks for the life advice there. How much do I give if there's a wishing well, okay? So if they want money, I always struggle. So Jamie and I go together. I think about $100 is pretty good. I always struggle with this every single wedding I go to. So from your life advice, what would you say I need to give at this wedding?
You know what the main part of it all, Gaundy, is the relationship you've got with whoever, whatever wedding you're going to. So if it's one of your very best friends, I'd probably give a little bit more.
Okay.
And if it's like maybe a relation that you're not so, you know what I mean?
Okay,
not so,
Okay, cool. So the friendship alone is not enough.
Is good.
I have to give a little bit more.
So you're saying 100 is stingy, man.
Stingy, okay, great life advice. All right. You're a wise woman, Di. We appreciate that. 13, 12, 16 is our number.
What question do you have for my mum?
Could be a first and last for the segment, Di, so stick around to find out if this segment dies live on a Friday morning here at C.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
I can honestly say I've never heard that R&B song in my life.
What is that?
I think our boss Yammo has put that one in for himself.
Hey guys, I've got a great idea for an R&B song.
When is that song even from? Tone, If I Had No Loot.
I don't mind the beat.
I'm into R&B music and honestly have never heard this. It's Brian Gaundy here. It's the Mama Di. Hang on, let's just check with Mama Di for a sec. Have you ever heard this song? You're into the music, Mama Di. You heard that song?
No, I haven't, but I was thinking about downloading it.
Oh, were you? With your iTunes. Your little iTunes voucher that you've got.
Yeah, I like the beat too. I thought it was quite good.
It's a nice beat. R&B Fridays, though. You think we could ram
it up
for Friday.
What's your favourite R&B song,
Yeah.
Do you like a bit of, you know, Boom Boom Shake the Room? As the song?
I think I like that without it being a song.
Mum.
Die, you dirty.
First time in the year. This is your first show of 2017.
You dirty little rascal, you.
Oh, well, you have to live, don't you?
There's a bit of life advice right there.
Oh, and you have to create life too, by the sound of it. Hey,
well, the thing is, guys, you know what they say. I might be old, but I'm not dead. I still appreciate nice
careful.
Things.
So careful, Mum.
Almost a little too much info for our friend.
8:59 in the morning.
Bree here as well.
Too much.
For your daughter. Hey, Di, look, your segment, Mama Di's Life Advice. Look, we'll be honest, it's got legs. We got a great call. Someone has called through and said they have a boyfriend who's cheating on them and they want to know what to do about it. The call has dropped out and we're struggling to get them back, but it is juicy. We want to follow it up. Have a think about what you'd say to this person, you know? Like, if you found out someone was cheating on Brianna here, what would you say to that person's face?
Be very careful because her father's a farmer.
And an Italian.
And an Italian.
My nonno used to be in the mafia. He knows people.
Yeah, they'll be cats.
I wish I was kidding.
Straight out of the movie Scarface.
I know, right?
All right, Di, we'll continue this segment next week. If anyone's got any life questions for you, though, 13 at 12, 16, we'd love to hear them and Di would love to answer them,
or hit
of
us up on the Facebook page, wherever you want to.
We can keep you anonymous, too. If you want to be anonymous, we're down with that. We love that, actually. That's more drama.
Well, guys, we have to give them a chance, don't we?
It's new.
They love the Di, so, I mean, come on.
Mum,
the advice.
Stop talking about yourself in third person.
Do you think they miss morning of the week already, one Friday in?
Yeah, I think they do, Gaundy.
Maybe it's a protest.
Maybe they're protesting until Morning of the Week is back. Okay.
Yeah.
We learn as we go with these things, dying live radio. So, you know, we'll see how we roll this thing
out.
Good
things take time, Gawndy.
They sure do.
I'm still waiting.
There's that advice, just rolling out a die like it's nothing.
It's oozing out of her.
It's just oozing out.
Get up with Bree and Gawndy.
CFM.
Great time of the year. The Australian Open's on at the moment. When I lived in Melbourne, it was my favourite time of the year. I know they got the Spring Carnival, they got footy finals, they got a lot of events, but the Australian Open for me, at the start of the year, the weather's hot and it's just great. It's just a great time. And my man, that would be just living it up, soaking up a bit of Melbourne sun, just enjoying himself to the max. Jim Wilson from Channel 7.
Morning, Jim.
Sport extraordinaire.
Oh, happy new year, you two.
Morning, Jim. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Happy New Year to both of you. It's nice to talk to you in 2017. And, yeah, you're spot on with the weather, mate. It's grey, raining, and about 13 degrees. You're off to a flyer, mate. Well played.
Melbourne weather would do that to me too, Jim, wouldn't it? You know?
Well, it's amazing. Like, during the week, we had 38 degrees one day. The next day was 19. Yesterday was about low 20s, blue skies. But now it looks like it's sitting too, so we might have rain for most of the day. But the great thing is about Melbourne Park, and I agree with you, Gawndy, I think that this is almost, and I've lived here for 18 years, or I did, now of course called Sydney home, but
yeah.
I lived here for 18 years. It is, I think, my favourite time of the year in Melbourne. It's those long twilights. It's a great atmosphere in town. And the great thing about Melbourne Park, even when it's raining, there's three courts now with retractable roofs. So we can still have play today, which is just a great, something all Australians should be proud of, this facility. And I think if this event now can hold itself, you know, alongside the Wimbledons, the French Opens and the US Opens, and the players certainly that I speak to and see when I'm hosting each day on 7, they say this is the fun Grand Slam, they say this is the friendly Grand Slam, and they say it's probably the most relaxed Grand Slam championship out of the four. So it's something we should all be, you know, celebrate and be really, really proud of.
If you can get yourself to Australian Open, you've got to do it. Mate, any action we would have missed overnight, people that are tuning in this morning,
what's the latest
from the Open?
Well, the big story is the elimination of Novak Djokovic last night.
That is huge.
It's massive. Yeah. It's a huge story. I mean, I think he's a six-time champion. He basically owns Melbourne Park. I mean, he's won 12 Grand Slams, and he's been beaten by a bloke who's a 30-year-old wild card from Uzbekistan called Denis Istomin. And he's a household name. Pluck that out of my backside. But I'll tell you what, it was a great win by Istomin. And I think last night Rafa Nadal did it easy against Marcos Badanis, and then Serena. Serena, to me, she is a champion. I mean, she's been struggling with injury since the US Open, you know, in August, September last year. She hasn't played much since then, and yet she comes to Melbourne Park. It's a Grand Slam championship, and she's come to play. I watched her last night. I reckon she's almost, out of any athlete, or certainly tennis players, she's my favourite player to watch. She is just awesome. Her power, her speed around the court is just, it's breathtaking.
One of the greatest athletes in the world.
Jim, being there watching her, are you tipping her to win this year?
Yeah, I think she can win number 7. Bree, I think she's a really, she's won 6 Australian Open. She's won 22 Grand Slam titles all
amazing.
Up. I think she's the one to beat. I'm looking forward to seeing young Ash Barty from Australia in action tonight. I love these sort
she's
of stories.
She's in form.
She's really good. You know, she's 20 years of age, never been to a third round of a Grand Slam. She's playing tonight on Rod Laver Arena on the biggest stage of all. But I like her attitude. She left tennis for a while, went and played some cricket. She's come back.
How'd you do?
She's the all Aussie sort of girl, you know, woman. You know, she's down to earth. She's there's no bells and whistles, whatever else. She is what she is, and I like that about Ash. Daria Gavrilova, a good win last night, so that's good for Australia. And Bernard Tomic in action for Australia today. But of course, our old mate Nick Kyrgios. Maybe we just skip over that. Ancient history.
He's done. We're done with him.
What do you think of him, Jim? What's he like in person?
How long have we got? No, not a fan.
Not enough time.
Listen, he's a great player and he's got a great talent, but he's petulant, and he's a brat, and he's a buffhead. And he's going to have to start learning, because otherwise this prodigious talent Brie won't go on and win a title.
And it'll go to waste.
Like I read today he trains 15 minutes a day without a coach, so work that one out. How are you going to win a Grand Slam?
Get a coach, stop playing basketball, get your body right, and also be respectful to the Australian fans. The fans want to like him, but he keeps on shooting himself in the foot. But anyway, ancient history, let's concentrate on Ash Barty and Dasha Gavrilova and those that actually want to play for Australia and those who want to go and do us proud. And I think that's what we should focus on.
It's an exciting time of the Australian Open too, because you're getting some good games throughout the day and the evening as well.
And it's great to have Aussies that are in the running. Exactly. You know, we've got some great players coming through and it's great to watch our Aussie talent.
Tune into Channel 7. You can see all the action. You can see Jim Wilson go to work and do his thing as well. And, mate, I shared a lift with Serena Williams once. So if you see her, just, you know, tell her I said hey and...
Without you dropping something.
Gorney, well played, mate. You lived 2017, but still the same team from 2016.
Give myself
well
a round of applause, mate.
In that lift, did you press ground floor, Gorney, so you could go all the way to the bottom and pick up that name you just dropped?
Yeah. See you in the basement, Gorney. Yeah.
Good fun. Jimmy. Thanks, guys.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. It's a big day in history today, isn't it?
It is. Not always a good day is, you know, a good day in history is...
A big day in history is not always a good day.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I meant.
I knew what you meant.
I'm good with the terms. So Donald Trump goes in, inauguration is 4 a.m. our time tomorrow morning for Saturday morning.
Yeah, so we had President Obama give his last ever speech addressing the press yesterday and then... Trump will address the press at what time do you say? 4 a.m.
Well, it all kicks off around 4 a.m. our time Saturday morning, so Friday in Washington. But I don't know, strap yourself in for an interesting ride anyway.
It's definitely going to be interesting, that's for sure. We were sitting around here talking and we were saying that when he walks out onto the stage, they obviously play some music because that's what they always do when they, you know, take the stage. They play a bit of music, bit of vibe. And we were thinking, I wonder what song they're going to pick for President Trump.
To walk out to.
As he walks out. Like, what song does Trump pick the song?
I'm not sure.
Like, who's picking the song for him?
I do know for a fact they've had trouble getting people to perform at the inauguration. They've really tried to get people and really struggled to get people. Like, of a list of 100, I reckon they're down to 99. They might end up with Nickelback. I think it might just be Nickelback.
It could be a Nickelback performance. Which, hey.
Hey, you know.
You take what you can get.
Okay, so... We thought we'd go around the room and pick a song that Trump could walk out to for the inauguration.
We're going to give some suggestions.
Yeah, of course, that they can use. So, I don't know, we'll start with producer Rach. And Rach, what sort of song have you gone
for? What do you reckon, Rach?
What are you thinking? So Donald Trump is about to take the stage. Please welcome the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
It's the end of the world.
Well done.
It's very funny.
Way to keep the people of the world calm. Yeah? That's just a way
Can
to...
Can you imagine the crowd if that actually happened? Oh.
Well, mine's not that down that road.
That would be the best prank ever, can I say?
Wouldn't it? Oh. If you switched it on the CD player? I haven't gone down that road, guys. I've gone down a little bit of a different road.
Okay. What have you chosen?
Please welcome to the stage, President of the United States, Donald Trump.
I don't like the look of it. Oompa, oompa, oompa-dee-dum. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live.
Don't you think he just looks like an orange Oompa Loompa, Donald Trump?
He does. And he's got little hands, too.
He does, too. And who doesn't love Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
I mean,
people might feel good about themselves when they hear that. What have you gone with, Brie?
That's too funny.
Okay.
I've gone down a totally different road. I want to be positive about it.
I like it.
You know, it's happened. There's nothing we can do about it. Do I like it? No.
Okay.
But negativity is not going to get us anywhere.
Welcome Donald Trump to the stage and let's hear your song.
A song that gets a run on our show quite a lot, Gaunty, and I feel like we can lend it to President Donald Trump.
There's always going to be another mountain. I'm always going to want to make it move. Always going to be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm going to have
Miley Cyrus, It's the Climb.
Crowd.
Like, oh. Now, see, you've really wrecked this song for me now because this is my motivational song. This is the one that gets me going.
And that's why he needs it. We need it right now.
Actually, we've got a suggestion on 13, 12, 16. We welcome calls anytime you like. 13, 12, 16, if you'd like to call the show. Let's go to Tammy in Canberra. Morning, Tam.
Morning, Tammy.
Morning.
Morning.
What's your suggestion?
Asshole by Dennis Leary.
Yeah, I think he'll go with that.
I think we're getting word now. Hold on. It's coming through. They're taking it, Tammy. They're using it.
Sung by Obama, believe it or not. So that's great.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
He's back for 2017, bigger and better than ever. It's Jack the Rapper. Wrapping up all the weekly topics of the week, he's an accountant by day and raps for us on a Friday. Morning, Jack.
Morning, Jack.
Good morning, guys. It's good to be back. It's good to have you guys back. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and all the rest.
Thanks, Jack. A lot of segments cop the chopping block, but you're still here, mate, so...
Yeah, lucky me.
Better be good.
Just remember, though, we can cut you at any time.
Better set my game up.
Better keep the rats strong. Here's where we get the weekly topics of the week. We give them to Jack, and then Jack puts them in a rap style. He's even offered to come in and do some live stuff with us this year in 2017.
Of some acoustic stuff.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, mix it up a bit.
Which is going to be interesting.
That's good.
Look forward to that, Jack. What's been big in the news this week?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mention it, but Mike Baird resigning. I just want to give a special mention now.
Yes.
That was big news. Broke yesterday.
Yeah, it did. Yep. We've also got the Australian Open that's been on.
Huge news.
The hot day we had the other day. Did you get that in there? Hottest night ever since 1965.
Donald Trump? Is he in there this week?
No, I'm going to try and stay away from him as much as possible. It felt like it was the Trump rap every week last year.
Yeah, that's true.
It was. You did right.
Well, the inauguration's on Saturday morning our time, so you might have to get it into next week's rap. But some big stuff to kick off the first week of 2017 for us. Here he is right now, Jack the Rapper with his weekly rap rap.
Got a lot to get through. Without further ado, I want to welcome you to 2017. My name is Jack the Rapper. It's a weekly rap rap. Let me tell you what has been, y'all. The heat, this weather, it is summer, but I bet you that it is hard to believe. The other night when you sweated, tossed and turned and you dreaded, it's the hottest that it's ever been since 1965. All right, our young Aussie's fighting. Australian Open's in flight, but let's describe a sight. An Australian icon who got into a fight. That's a very own shining nosy. Disgruntled at the strip club security, but other reports have boldly stated that he was king hit and treated pretty poorly. And pretty poor effort from Nine reporter Amber berating a fellow employee. Go grab a jacket, they were both wearing white. A meltdown, unfortunately. Now there has been some alarming stories, and I hate to say that I saved the worst for last, so please don't shoot the messenger. For what I am about to broadcast, news reports have said that the garlic bread supplies have reached an all-time low. A shortage is the word, I will let that sink in. My apologies, but I gotta go. Whoa.
Oh, there he is, Jack with the weekly rap rap. How did we forget the three biggest?
Why bring up garlic bread again, Jack? I just had forgotten it, and now I'm devastated again.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Nolsey, Jacket Gate, getting all the good stuff in there. Jack, we'll catch you next week. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, same to you.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.